good morning. 7:10, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up?
Classic Brock and Hunter horse around. Anyway, today we got some sunshine, we got some rain, probably in the afternoon, high of 50. Tonight, cloudy, low of 40. Wednesday, more sunshine, high of 58. Actually, a nice day on Wednesday. Wednesday night, chance for rain, low of 46. Thursday, sunny, chance for rain, high of 52.
Hmm.
So you might have some decent weather for your girlfriend.
My golf match.
Your girlfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still going to lose, but
hey. Well, thanks. Appreciate
it. This will be nice out.
Friend. Come on, man.
This will be nice out for your loss.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. A professor at Pennsylvania State University says that we should not rake leaves this fall. Instead, the smart thing to do is to run your lawnmower over them. Huh. This ends up creating mulch, which delivers nutrients into your lawn. Greener grass, less work. You're welcome.
Must be my entrance to the winner's circle.
I will say you're lazy. But here's the thing. You just did that out of pure laziness.
No, I was right. Doesn't matter if it was lazy or not. I was right.
Do you get many leaves in your yard?
I don't have that many trees. But even if I had 1,000 trees, it wouldn't be no mower, no raking, nothing.
You need to mow.
Yeah.
Because if you leave dead, especially where we're at with a lot of snowfall, all those dead leaves, if they're not mulched, the thing is you still need to mow them because you got to mulch them.
You know what those full leaves are?
What is it?
Super nutrients. You can mulch yours up all you want. It's just going to dissipate after a while.
I don't think you heard the actual.
I'm getting nutrients all winter long.
This actually does make me happy. I don't know about you, but growing up, raking leaves was a big part of fall chores for us kids.
I just think people do it to do it because they got nothing else to do.
We had plenty to do.
I'm telling you.
I raked on a farm where not that many people came down. It was a nightmare.
You know what? Raking leaves when it's windy out is basically like watering your lawn when it's raining out.
We had the maintenance crew that's out here, the lawn care crew that was out here. They were blowing leaves yesterday, and it was so windy, and I felt so bad.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You know, you're going to blow them away, and they're going to blow right back onto your lawn. I just think people will be outside and doing stuff.
I am going to wait a little bit. I am gonna mulch the leaves, but I don't think I'm going to bag them this year. I think I'm just going to go over them with the mower.
Looks nice.
Maybe I'll rent a little bit bigger mower so I can kind of mulch them up a little bit better because mine's pretty meh. So.
You need just leaves, man. People make such a big deal out of it.
Well, because, you'll kill your lawn if you don't get rid of them.
Yeah. Well, how do you know? Nobody has ever even tried it.
Yeah, because if you go into a forest, there's no grass on the forest floor.
Yeah, but you want to go to the forest, don't you? Because it's beautiful. See?
How you can justify
don't,
your laziness
don't,
is
don't,
beyond
don't
me.
Try to tell me I'm wrong. Scientists are telling you.
No, you're still wrong. You got to mulch them. No. You can't just leave them.
See, there's going to be another study coming out. Says, you know what? You don't even have to mulch them.
Tell you what. Tell you what. Don't touch them. Not a thing.
Yeah. Just a beautiful.
Don't even mow. Don't even mow your yard.
My God, look at that guy's lawn. It's beautiful. It's orange and yellow. It's got all the fall colors.
It's like a grassy plain where buffalo roam.
Absolutely. That Bambi running through my lawn because it's so beautiful.
Let's move on. For God's sakes.
Right, because I was right.
Because you're right. Dennis Quaid finally got his young trophy wife. That's right. While vacationing in Hawaii, the 65-year-old actor, who's obviously having a hard go at it, proposed to his 26-year-old girlfriend.
And don't be like me and don't get Randy Quaid mixed up with Dennis Quaid.
Like, oh, God.
God damn, Randy Quaid, really?
Dennis Quaid is still quite handsome for a 65. Yeah. Like, he's still keeping it going. But, yeah, his new 26-year-old fiance got a ring on her finger, got engaged in Hawaii. Oh, to be, you know what, you young, dumb, hot broads.
Right.
God, it must be hard. It must be so hard. You're so oppressed.
Just hit cruise control at 26.
I'm not going to lie. Like, and here's the best part, is that he's going to get bored with her probably. Yeah. Or he's 65, so maybe he'll ride this out. But let's say he lives to 85, 86. Mm-hmm. She's going to be 46. You think he's going to want that? No. See, what you do if you're a hot broad, You get yourself a nice older guy, all right?
Well, she already won. She married him.
I know. She's set.
She's good.
She's set for life. She'll probably get a decent little divorce settlement once they do divorce.
Might as well do it next year.
She's fine. Mm-hmm. She's fine.
Yeah, just coast it out till your 30s and then...
I mean, I'm not going to lie. If I was a hot broad, I would too. Who cares?
You know?
Everyone's so mad at Anna Nicole Smith when she married that super old... Who cares?
Who cares?
You know what? She probably got the old guy a little excited from time to time, did her part. He kicked the bucket. She cashed it. You know what? She's hot. Good for her.
26-year-old hottie who married an old guy who was basically just probably sitting around uploading Instagram photos.
You know the ones that yell that they're oppressed are the ones that can't do that?
Right. Nice.
Who don't get the free drinks at the bar. I know. Send your emails to Brock at WIRX.com. You sexist pig. Lastly, a new study from this pisses me off even more than hot, dumb broads. Yeah. A new study from Queensland University of Technology in Australia found that 1 in 6 drivers between the ages of 17 and 25 have used Snapchat while driving. That's probably just Snapchat. You know what kills me? You see all these, YouTubers or influencers or whatever, whether they got kids in their car or they're driving by themselves and they're filming while they're driving. Now, I don't care if the phone is on a mount.
You're still paying attention to it.
You're still distracting yourself. Yeah. I hate it so much. And they're sitting there like giving life lessons while they're being dangerous on the road, while they're driving a 2,000-pound weapon, if not more. Yep. And they're sitting there giving life lessons and ragging on other people while you're driving and filming yourself, you piece of garbage.
Well, there's a guy who was an Instagram. I don't know. I think it was Instagram.
Oh, I hate that.
Basically, he was the Instagram. He'd upload something every single day. And he was doing that one in his car, and it was mounted. He's at an intersection. He's paying attention to the phone. Light turns green, takes off, semi. Just comes and just, that's it.
Kaboom.
He's done.
Dude.
He didn't make it.
Dude.
Didn't make it.
I don't care what you, I don't care if it's mounted and out of the way. You're still focusing on that. Your mind, just drive your vehicle. When you get home, park the car and do it in the drive. Oh, and I love it, too, when you see parents driving and filming their kids being cute and funny. Well, have fun wrecking that car.
Yeah. You guys have no idea. There's a few ways that you can randomly die. Mm-hmm. Being in a car, which all of us are in a car every single day. You know the risk of getting into a car every single day?
I mean, the
odds are in your favor, obviously, because you can listen to this right now. But, like you said, you're in a 2,000-pound weapon.
It's a weapon. People think it's just, oh, no, this is my Lacula. It's a weapon.
And there's hundreds of them around you when you're driving.
Oh, buzzing at ridiculous 65 miles an hour. Oh, yeah, let me shoot this video for my Instagram.
I'm telling you, I think about it a lot, man. Oh. I get terrified in the car because of other people and them looking at their phones. Anytime I look over and I see someone on their phone.
I've started honking.
And, yo!
Yeah, I've started honking. I'm just over it.
Stop it.
I'm not saying I'm the perfect driver. Yeah, but sometimes I speed a little bit. Sometimes I may maybe jet out. But the thing is, you got to focus while you're driving. Put the guy.
Yeah.
I'm getting so mad.
I'm not saying that that drinking and driving is anything to mess with. But, dude, looking at your phone is worse.
It's
more distracting.
They've done studies on that. So, yeah. Either way, put your phones down. Don't. Just listen to Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, please. Please.
We're not as distracted.
Just get to your destination. You're on that phone like 23 hours of the day
exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah, while you're driving, you can do it while you're sitting on the couch ignoring your wife or your husband or your kids. But for now, just stay off it while you're driving, you idiot.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock